This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. There are witches among us. They gather at Oakland's Lake Merritt for a monthly witch walk led by a woman named Phoenix Armenta. She calls herself a woke witch and teaches her acolytes about plants, edible, homeopathic, maybe even magical. Who comes to these witch walks? People seeking knowledge and kin. Reporter Margaret Catcher joined one of these tours on a sunny Sunday afternoon. She brings us this audio postcard with Phoenix Armenta as our guide.
I started this tour kind of as a way to get healthy. I started walking the lakes every day as a way to kind of help me with my bipolar disorder. And as I started walking the lakes, I started noticing the plants, kind of having a communication with the plants and really being curious about them. All right, everybody, let's get going.
I sort of thought of myself as being kind of witchy for a while now, but it's hard to find. It's difficult to reach out and find other people who identify with that. So it's nice to see a whole community walking around here in Oakland, the sort of witchy community.
Well, my name is Deborah, but my magical name is Sable. I'm a witch, and I am looking to connect and with other witches and learn more, do things with other witches, really, and network.
My interest is more practical than woo-woo. I teach urban survival and disaster preparedness. A big disaster happens. It's about, can you stay alive long enough for help to come?
Hi, everyone. We're stopping over here by the eucalyptus tree. Eucalyptus magically is for protection and healing. If you can grab one of the leaves and just kind of break it open, you can smell it.
A little floral and a little citrusy, too.
Very nice.
With a berry.
That's so good.
It smells really good. It's very faint, but yeah. It's kind of a floral, herbaceous, sweet scent.
All right, this way.
I mean, it's just a framework, you know, for seeing the world. Really seeing the magic in things and appreciating it so that then, like, the more you appreciate it, then the more magical your life becomes.
Science is just magic understood. And the magic that you should understand with sage is that it's antimicrobial, and the smoke itself is antimicrobial. So when you are smudging or cleansing your house, you're literally cleansing of the bacteria. It has a real, actual, practical use in addition to the spiritual cleansing that goes along with it. We are here to talk about roses. So roses in the magical lore represent love. This is called garlic grass. Garlic is very good for banishing vampires. It's very good for your health. This is edible. Ginkgo helps improve your memory because it's a blood thinner. Medically, pine is an expectorant. And these are coastal tea trees. Tea trees are universal panacea, which means that they're just like good for all health things. So pine cones kind of represent the third eye or pineal gland. Rosemary will calm you down and make you more alert. Plantain magically has the power of invisibility.
Witchcraft is what you're doing is you're setting your intention for what kind of world you live in, and then you do the magic, and then you got to do the work to make it happen, right? There's magic and mystery all around. You just have to know where to look. And that's just what I want to do, is just show you where to look to find the magic in your life.
So I really appreciate you all coming out.
Thank you so much.